Morris was convinced that Jobs had the technical vision that was lacking at the music companies. "Of course, we have to rely on Steve Jobs to do this," he told his own tech vice president, "because we don't have anyone at Universal who knows anything about technology." That did not make Universal's technologists eager to work with Jobs, and Morris had to keep ordering them to surrender their objections and make a deal quickly. They were able to add a few more restrictions to Fair Play, the Apple system of digital rights management, so that a purchased song could not be spread to too many devices. But in general, they went along with the concept of the iTunes Store that Jobs had worked out with Ames and his Warner colleagues. Morris was so smitten with Jobs that he called Jimmy Iovine, the fast-talking and brash chief of Interscope Geffen A&M. Iovine and Morris were best friends who had spoken every day for the past 30 years. "When I met Steve, I thought he was our savior, so I immediately brought Jimmy in to get his impression," Morris recalled.